does living in the modern world sometimes make you feel like, well, like you don't really matter? Like nothing really matters? Like you're surrounded by a vast, meaningless mass machine? That other people sometimes feel like robots, or even worse, like the NPCs of a video game? You struggle to see the point of it all. There are no higher purposes, no ideals. None of the religions seem like they speak to you. Because even if there was a God, why would he do this to you? Why would he make this earth? You don't seem to care about the same things that your friends do. Drink doesn't work. Drugs don't numb the pain either. Every day you wake up wondering what the purpose of doing whatever you're doing is. You don't care about your job. You don't care about your school. You don't care about your work. You scarcely care about the country you're living in. You feel trapped. You feel alone. You feel sometimes like you want to scream to escape it all. You feel sometimes like you want to fight it all. You don't want to revolt. You seem like you were born in the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, first of all, it's okay. Many men and women have felt this way for many decades. But there is a way to deal with all of this, to make sense of it, to learn to live with it, to face up to it, to build inner strength, inner peace, to look at the tiger fully in the face and to ride it, to discover a new world. A world of magic, a world of heroism, a world of higher ideals, a world of excellence, a world of discipline, a world of contemplation. There is a way to revolt against the modern world. Julius Evola, an Italian writer who lived during the most tumultuous century in human history, wrote about all this and more. There is something else. There is a higher purpose. The people around you, the things around you, you can learn to regard them almost as one might study an ant colony. And suddenly, so many of their concerns seem so far away and so trivial. Because you, yourself, have become a living light, an aristocrat of the soul. The balance between fire and water and earth and air. New possibilities open. The world at once becomes so much smaller, but also so much bigger. You are connected to the divine principle. You are connected to the wisdom of the ancients, to your ancestors. You become the rock on which modernity breaks. You become the water through which the eternal principles flow. You become the fire, the everlasting flux, the ever-changing force. You become the earth from which a thousand flowers may blossom. For you will climb the peaks and you will conquer the valley. You will become will, action, power, purpose, becoming your best self. Not only to the benefit of yourself, but to everyone around you. The path may not be easy. It may take many strange and unexpected turns. You will be made to feel uneasy. Every thought you have will be challenged. You will learn discipline. You will learn control. You will attain mastery over yourself. But you cannot become aware of the perennial tradition, the primordial truth, and go back to your old life untouched. Now, if you'd like to know more about Evola, check out some of my old videos. A search for academic agent Evola should bring up a good amount of older material. Your journey must start somewhere. Evola may not even be the destination, but he can be the start, as he has been the start for so many people. And you must start somewhere. We all must. In the interests of being your best self, you can also pick up a course at the academic agency. Few wouldn't fail to be improved by starting the Trivium, for example. Like and subscribe to this channel, but most importantly of all, friends, get out.